Well, let's now get to the broadcast partner I promised we would talk to. I'm referring to Winky Madad. Israel Madad is the man who was a mayor of one of the ancient, historic cities of original Israel. I'm talking about when Joshua brought the children of Israel into the promised land. They went to a place called Shiloh. It's in the center part of the modern-day state of Israel. And there they put up a tabernacle. They brought the Ark of the Covenant and put it in that tabernacle. It was there for about 350 years. So it was the official capital, both spiritual and political, for the Jewish people some 3,500 years ago when they first came into the promised land. He said he was going to give it to him, and he followed through on his promise. Well, we go to Winky Madad today to talk about an update on the archaeological dig on the tabernacle. But before we get to that, Winky, I want to talk to you about the new information coming out of this archaeological dig about a find of an ancient Jewish altar found there in Shiloh. Now, was this altar a part of the tabernacle area, or was this an additional archaeological find?
Well, Jimmy, as you know, archaeology is the religion of the atheist, but it always is exciting from whichever perspective you come to come to an ancient site, dig, and find artifacts and remnants of time past that puts everything into perspective, everything into logical order, and encourages your belief in the biblical narrative. And in this case, I want to make it very clear, this is part of an altar. It's not a complete altar. It does have the specific horned corner, which is known to be the Israelite specific architecture of an altar, but it was what we call in secondary use. In other words, it was not found by itself or in an area that could have been a tabernacle or any sort of worship location, but had been removed from where it was and placed in a wall or in a foundation of another building from another era entirely, if I'm not mistaken, from the Byzantine era, which only starts in the 4th century of the current era, which would be almost 1,500 to 2,000 years later.
So then this is really a piece of archaeology that had been destroyed, basically, and they were using it as building material in additional buildings or walls or whatever. And you found it, but you saw the remnants of what was found to be a part of an altar that would date back to 3,500 years ago, you're saying, when the Jewish people came into the land?
More or less, although it could have been from a later period. We do know now, after the most recent digs of the past 3 years, that Shiloh was not completely abandoned forever. But there was, from the middle of the First Temple period, after the return from Persia, and even up until the Bar Kokhba period, which is around the beginnings of the second century of the Common Era, that we do have buildings and other remains from Jewish residency and activity, which would mean that it was again populated after it had been burnt and destroyed in the Philistine invasion after the Battle of Eben HaEzel.
Yes. Now talk to me about what's the latest on the tabernacle site, the digs that are going on there.
Well, they're continuing very low-key. It's now sort of a little bit coming to winter, so we don't have the best of the conditions, and also we don't have as many people as we'd like to digging out there. They've expanded further south, closer to the visitor center, at an area which always used to fill up with water, and for the past 2 or 3 years, because of the relative drought, is completely dried up. They dug there and found some Byzantine foundations and a wall, and it's quite obvious, it seems now, and I'm talking to you, Jimmy, as someone who's been with me at the site and knows it very well, almost all the area from the visitor center where the wine press or olive press is located, leading all the way up to the tell itself, seems to have been at one time or another in different forms built on, and it might have been, in fact, the road we walk along, a orderly road leading from that area.
Hmm. Very, very interesting. By the way, a tell, folks, T-E-L, is basically an archaeological site. It may have several layers of civilization located at that site, but that's a definition of what a tell is. Winky, let's go philosophical just here for a moment. And you've lived out there. You were the mayor of Shiloh for a period of time. You've been on top of this. You took me out to the dig, as you mentioned a moment ago, early on before they really got too serious about it. But philosophically, and with the situation politically as it is today, everybody wanting the Jews to get out of what would be the area of Judea and Samaria, where you are living in, you what they call a Jewish settlement, but you call it a Jewish community. How do these digs and these archaeological findings fit into helping form and shape the political situation today?
Well, we hope that it puts the lie to the claim that Arabs are the indigenous people. It increases the understanding of the world that the Bible is not a book of stories or myths or religious philosophy or theology, but is also a record of a living civilization, both in the land of Israel and around in other places of the Middle East. And it reflects truth. In addition to God's word, it also reflects to the achievements and occurrences and happenings of normal people. Sometimes we get lost in understanding what God wants us to do, that there's always a human being on the other end. And that human being, with all his faults and with all his grace and with all his ability to do good, as reflected in the Bible, assures us that we are no different. We are maybe 2,000 to 3,000 years later, but we're still living off the Bible. And when we come to the nations of the world and say, we are the children of Israel to whom the land of Israel belongs, these archaeological digs, of course, give us much more evidence and much more hope that we, our truth will be heard out.
Do you think your prime minister is listening to some of what you just had to say, maybe not from you, but from reality, that indeed here is tangible, solid evidence of a presence of Jewish people in that area, and will back off some as he tries to make a decision whether he's going to follow the dictates of the world or stand with the Jewish history and say, this is our land, we're not moving out of it? What do you think the prime minister's going to possibly do in the near future?
Well, Jimmy, I happen to know the prime minister, I'm not going to say personally, but we do know each other, and he knows my feelings. And he's expressed them in ways which I think lead to a strong identification with the land of Israel as the homeland of the Jewish people. I think in his recent United Nations speech or the year before, he gave voice to that. But politicians are given to pressures and influences that are very, very different from what you and I might experience. And so we can only hope that these types of revelations and discoveries can only strengthen him in his resolve, as he's always promised, to make sure that the land of Israel is safe and the Jews are living in it.
And indeed, Prime Minister Netanyahu is a political animal, but we know God's prophetic word says that this piece of real estate will belong to the Jewish people and forever. And that's an absolute. Politics aside, prophecy will be fulfilled. Winky, thank you so very much for this update. Always enjoy talking with you. Enjoy having you get into the philosophical understanding of the thing as well. Thank you, buddy. We'll talk again real soon.
Jimmy, thank you very much. And to our listeners, goodbye.